It's Mike Cal, the show. It's 102.5 The Bone, 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. Spanish, I know you've seen this story.
Okay.
From the Daily Mail, off the Drudge Report, like not like from the Inquirer, off of the baby bat baby ate my baby or anything like that.
Alligator Man.
Yeah. Headline: has an alien probe entered our solar system? A cigar-shaped interstellar comet, whose name I can't pronounce, Oumuamua.
Yeah, I don't know how to pronounce it.
Whatever.
So
it looks like. Is being investigated for signs of extraterrestrial technology. Astronomers are set to scan an alien comet for signs of extraterrestrial The cigar-shaped asteroid sailed past Earth last month, and is the first interstellar object seen in the solar system. The team of alien hunting scientists led by Russian billionaire Yuri Milner will scan the comet this week before it sails beyond the reach of Earth's telescopes. They say they are looking for radio signals, claiming the mysterious visitor could be, in fact, an alien spaceship.
Absolutely.
Now, we had the astronaut Scott Kelly, who spent a year in the space station and living in outer space. We had him on the show last week, and I asked him about this, and he said, and I quote, "What? You mean that comet?" That's when I asked him about the alien spacecraft. He goes, "You mean that comet?"
Right.
Yeah. And I go, maybe. And he goes, "Yeah, I don't know. I believe that there's probably aliens out there because it's too big to think that there wouldn't be. But I don't think we're going to see them in our lifetime. And if we do, it doesn't mean that they're going to be little green men."
Right. Yeah.
Jerk.
That's a terrible answer. But I think it's absolutely likely that this is an alien probe coming to find stuff out. It's in the shape of a comet. You know, something that you
just want to know about the little fat Korean guy who keeps launching missiles straight up into space. I mean, what are you guys doing over here? Your trajectory is way too high.
Right? And I know Neil deGrasse Tyson is always talking about other beings from other worlds would probably be able to, you know, use regular materials to create ships instead of like how we manifest metals and you know.
That they would actually use rocks?
Right. Like they would have materials to use and they could send a probe, you know, millions of miles that could, you know, send signal back.
It was first spotted by a telescope in Hawaii on October 18th and was observed 34 separate times in the following week, traveling at 44 kilometers per second, which is what? Anybody want to guess?
That is, what is it again?
44 kilometers per second, Carmen, is how fast?
44 kilometers a second? Oh my God, that is really fast.
That is 80 million miles per hour.
27 miles per second.
God damn.
The comet is headed away from Earth and the Sun, and it's on its way out of our solar system. The comet is up to 1/4 mile long and highly elongated, perhaps 10 times as long as its width. The aspect ratio is greater than that of any asteroid or comet observed in our solar system to date. But the comet's slightly red hue, specifically the pale pink part, and varying brightness are remarkably similar to objects in our own solar system. So then it goes on to map its trajectory and see where it's been and where it's going and lead us to wonder whether or not this is in fact some sort of spacecraft. This is the one we told you about that entered our solar system, wrapped around the sun, and started making its way out.
Mm-hmm.
And when I brought this up to astronaut Scott Kelly, he laughed at me like I was some sort of jackass.
Yeah.
But it's there. I'll put the link up on our Facebook page so you can go watch it. They got a cartoon drawing of the where the asteroid goes or the comet goes. And then there's the actual video, the YouTube video of the telescope catching the comet breaking up as it passes Earth. So
I still think they would never tell us. They would never tell us. Even Scott Kelly would. He's supposed to laugh at you.
I don't know. Somebody's got to come. I mean, Dr. Kaku was pretty honest about it. He was like, yeah, of course there's extraterrestrials out there somewhere, and they're way smarter than us. And explained why they were smarter than us to me. And then said, you know, chances are we're not going to see them because they don't need to come here. He actually had a reason why they wouldn't come here.
I guess it's true.
And the reason why that I know that they're smarter than us is because they were able to travel at light speed, which we are not able to do.
Just like in Star Trek.
What's that?
Just like in Star Trek.
It's
an alien
probe. Factor.
Yeah.
I don't know. Would you rather Would you rather them come here and be hostile or not come at all?
I would rather them come here and be hostile.
So would I.
Yeah. Oh, no.
I know.
Yeah, I want to know. That they're just as evil and greedy as man.
And I said hostile, not come over here and wipe us out. Hostile, like come over here like any other angry country. Like come over here and be mad at us like we did something wrong.
Want to take all of our stuff.
But then we talk to them and calm them down and work together?
We tell them that Muslims are bad. And they hate Muslims too.
Yeah.
I don't know. At any point they turn out, because they come and they're like, oh, we're your friend. And then they're eating our faces.
Yeah. They eat all our rats.
Yeah. Because didn't Dr. Kaku also say that if they did come here that they would be hostile? Like they're,
yes.
You know, yeah, right?
They have no other reason to come here but to take our resources.
Yeah.
Right.
So.
But he did also say that the best way for travel is to send unmanned ships up with robot capabilities on them. So when they land, they can then build new robots and leave from there instead of having to leave to come from wherever the base planet is.
That's some future
stuff. We send something out for 5 years. It starts to run out of fuel and break down. It stops, rebuilds, and ships out from Mars.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Going and going, and they keep multiplying, going further.
That would be awesome. Yeah, that is the way to do it.
We will know nothing.
No, we won't. I don't think we'll find out in our lifetime.
I hope so.
Probably not.
Or if we find out, nope, we're the only ones.
Oh, God.
That would also be very disappointing.
That would be
But you can't give that definitive answer.
No, because you've never seen all the rest
right.
of it.
Right, yeah.
But you can easily say, we're not. Hey, whatever happened to Helium J? How come he doesn't call in during
He
all
texts
stuff?
Me every once in a while. There was that.
Has he ever been right?
Don't worry about
don't
it. Don't
so.
Call in.
Yeah, there was the story.
Totally
yeah, about Nibiru, the planet Nibiru. Did you see that?
Yeah, that was supposed to destroy us so many times.
But so the story that was a couple weeks ago was that our governments were putting chemtrails up in the sky
right.
to block our view of it, which is why the planet is Nibiru is getting closer, which is why we've been having all like the fires out in California and crazy hurricanes uh-huh. and massive cold.
That could be true. It's flying through California, leaving up.
And they don't. And the government doesn't want to, or the world power. Don't want to let us know, and they're going
to
let
Trump
us.
Trump would never be able to keep his mouth
slowly.
Closed.
Yeah, well, I mean, he probably doesn't. I said world powers, not
right. You know. Like they didn't tell him.
Yeah, they're not going to tell that guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's basically just a pawn to keep us divided.
Like I keep waiting for him to go. We need to vote for what's his name? This guy in Alabama,
Moore.
Yeah. I know he's molesting kids, but goddamn it, aliens are coming! Like he's going to lose his mind. Roger, good morning.
Hey guys, the time travel part. They say the speed of light's an absolute. Even at the speed of light, some of these galaxies are so far away, it's going to be time travel once they get that figured out, if they already have.
I don't think it's time travel. I think it's a matter of wormholing. I think once we figure out how the multiple dimensions work and we're able to travel multidimensionally as opposed to flat, you know, travel, that's when we're able to dip in one wormhole, come out another, like a highway system.
Yeah, that makes sense too, but it's going to be cool. We won't see it, but when they figure it out, it'll be cool.
I think you guys are underestimating the advancement of aliens. Why do you think we won't see it?
Because our lifetime is too short.
Yours is.
Because we're too busy trying to figure out how to get a phone that takes a really good picture of your cake that you made.
We're still sitting in traffic at traffic lights.
Yeah.
We're a little bit behind the curve.
We're still using toilet paper.
It's worse. It's worse. We're still shooting people based on a religion we don't know exists.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. All right, thank you, Rod. Thanks for depressing us all with your reality, dum-dum.
I think we might be close to doing the wormhole thing, because there was I read a story on CNN that said where they have the Hadron Collider, right? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, Hadron Collider.
Yeah, they created a miniature black hole in a lab. And then they were able to keep it stable for a little bit, and then it went away.
Yeah.
So if they are able to do that in a lab, I mean, in theory, you could do it in space.
Can you even fathom for a second what that means, that they created a black hole in a lab?
To me, it makes me think of the movie Event Horizon, where, have you seen that movie? Because they do the same thing with the ship.
Yeah.
It does that, creates a black hole, then they travel through it. But that's a scary movie.
I feel like it means that they created a black hole, I could stick my arm in it, and it comes out over by Galvin.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah.
Scratches his head.
Which would be awesome.
Also, how do you do that?
Right, yeah, I don't know.
Like, who's doing that? Do we use old toaster parts? Like, I don't know.
Do you know when I go to Starbucks, which is the only drive-thru that I really go to, I can't even look at them preparing my drink. I don't want to see it. Much like if I go through McDonald's or something, which I don't really do, but I don't want to see them preparing my hamburger. I don't. Not that they're doing anything wrong. It's a mental thing. I don't want to know how they're making the black hole either. I want it to just be done.
Oh, trust me. Yeah. You don't know how.
No, I know. Yeah. I don't know how, but no, I don't want to know.
Even if you watched or they explained it to you, you'd still be like, what?
There's a really good movie with Denzel Washington where he's a cop and they've got him convinced that they've strung together surveillance video and they're looking over surveillance video, but really what they did was they managed to look back in time. They managed to bend space so they could look back in time, but they can only go back like 6 minutes or something like that. I forgot what the whole thing was. That, I think, is somewhat,
yeah.
The science behind that is somewhat feasible. All they're bending the time.
But the time stuff, I don't understand. Like time travel, even the movie Arrival, where they're talking about, you know, time isn't linear and all that stuff. It's too much over my head. I don't know.
Yeah. I thought about that too. I'm like, no, time is very linear. And if it's not, how come I can't see the future?
Yeah. I don't get all that.
Deja Vu is the name of that movie.
Ooh, great film.
Yes.
With Denzel Washington.
Yeah, it really is a good movie. And it's him and Jim Caviezel.
Yeah.
And able to find out who killed who. And they actually send him back in time, which gets pretty ridiculous. But it's a good movie. It's worth watching.
Would you, in fact, travel back in time?
Yes.
You would?
If it was, like, not if it was like The Fly, where there's a chance that I'm going to be just skin and bones on the other end. Right. But if they're like, yeah, we got it down. We've been doing it for years, like Jay-Z and Jimmy Fallon have done and Timberlake. Yes, I would do it. And I would go to the teens, like 1918.
Really?
And I would just prepare to take over the world. I'd bring bullets.
Okay, so if you could go back in time and you are you and you know what you know today, you know all of the stuff you've learned until today.
Right.
What do you go back to? Do you go back to when you were a certain age or do you go back to you?
No, I go way before me.
And you're how old?
I go way before me. I go back to the early 1900s.
So then how are you there, though, if you weren't born yet?
Because I'm traveling through time.
Okay, so you're the same age you are now, then. You're the same person you are now. You're just moving back in time.
Right.
Okay, and you go to 1910.
Yes.
Crazy.
And what do you do?
I go and I find my my family, and I hire my my family, and we start companies.
Hire them with what?
Well, I go there and I start some. I don't know what I'd do. I don't know if I'd start, like, I wouldn't start making cars, but I'd either open up a store or something, and I'd hire my family, and then I'd use my.
But I'm saying, that's what I'm saying. It's like 1910. What, you go and find your family?
First I go get some clothes.
But
right,
fit in. Where maybe I take my hat from the party I wore the other night.
How do you get money to open this store? How
you
do
use,
you?
Do? You use technology. You use smarts that you know now that they don't know. Like.
For instance,
at night, I break into a bank by kicking the window in, walking in. There's no alarm. There's no nothing. I take all their money, and then the next day, I go buy property with it.
1910, they definitely have people there watching the banks and stuff.
All right, well, I wait for a guy to go carrying some money, and I club him, and I take his money. I go rob houses for a little while until I got enough money saved.
Okay.
Yeah, like I use my knowledge of technology and the knowledge of their lack of technology to advance.
It's funny because you think, I just take over the world, but I think it would be a lot more difficult.
No, I certainly don't think I would take over the world. Like that's why I said I'd go to 1910 and I'd invent the computer. No, right, nothing like that. Exactly. I would go there and I would start a company and I would start, like say I started a grocery store. But instead of doing one, I would do five of them and I would make it, you know what I mean? Like I'd market it like we know how to market now. And I would use today's technology applied to an old business to make it a way advanced business. And the good thing is I have a time machine. So if I screw it up, I go back a day before and I fix it.
I just can't. I mean, you just change so much about future.
I watch a bunch of YouTube videos where I go and I learn magic, and then I sleight of hand everybody when I go back there. Let me hold a dollar.
Oh, man.
But really, think about this, though. So, okay, say you go back to when you were 10 years old.
Right.
You go back to 10 years old with the knowledge you have now. What do you do in that instance?
Don't go see yourself.
That's the thing. I don't
become. You actually age backwards.
Become the 10-year-old?
Right now, I magic wand, and I go, boo, and take my wiener out everywhere. You're in 1981.
I take my wiener out everywhere.
Okay.
Until I'm 13.
That's one of the things you do, I guess.
Because you can. You're 10. Yeah. You can do whatever you want. I'd have better relationships with some people. You mean like just in my... in like I would... There's personal things I would do.
Yeah. I'm saying, like, how would you go about making money, or what would you use?
I would imagine, not that I'm promoting this, but I would imagine I'd have to steal it.
Yeah, right.
Because you can't at 10 go get a job. And I would imagine I would just have to steal money from people.
I absolutely take my lawn mowing money, and I have my father invest it in Walmart, and Apple, and Microsoft, and any of those things. Yeah,
Just start making bets. Like, I know he'll be the first black president. You know what I mean? Like, start doing stuff like that. Like,
right, but craziness. Also, I would definitely talk to my dad and say, listen, I really think that this would work, and this is... And
you're going to talk to your dad, and you're going to go... I think this would work. We should bet on this. Your dad's going to look around and go, yeah, I know you traveled through time.
Right.
You work with the government. Yeah, we made the machine that brought you here.
Yeah.
But, like, the butterfly effect theory would change all that. So, like, you going back in time and placing bets or you know, putting stock in those things could, in fact, change the actual outcome to make,
Yeah, it won't.
Like, Google may never become a thing if you went back in time and talked to somebody who then, you know.
Yeah, right. What if you.
Because I beat up one kid in Illinois.
You beat up Sergey, and he couldn't read anymore.
Not even Sergey. I beat up a guy who eventually goes to the store and shoots a lady, and that lady was related to this person who was going to give birth to Sergey, and Sergey never is born, or what? You know, whatever. It could be I could take a left instead of taking a right, and for some reason, Google doesn't have it.
Changes everything, yeah. Right, that's all the time stuff.
I call Custom Auto, and I go, hey, give me this... black kid coming up to the farm.
Mm-hmm.
I think we should train him.
Yeah.
He's going to be good. Now become one of Mike Tyson's trainers.
I certainly bet on the Steelers in every Super Bowl in the 70s.
Oh, yeah.
I can tell you that. Not everyone, but you know what I'm saying. Yeah.
That's when I would want to go back. I think I'd want to go back as my 30-year-old self to like 1975.
And then, you'd want to be your age now
in
1975?
Yeah, and then live through the 80s, which seemed like an awesome, you know, Quaalude and cocaine-filled era.
I'd go to Kalamazoo and start playing baseball with a certain fancy-haired shortstop. And then we'd be like, hey, we'd go up together. We'd go up in the farms together.
While you're there, you could meet Kid Rock.
Oh, man. I don't know. That would be fun. It really would be fun.
Yeah. If everything stayed the same. But, you know, like we said, like Alan was saying with Butterfly, if you change stuff, then it never would. So you would be living a totally different timeline of things that wouldn't happen. So
I'd
all these
still
things.
Be rich.
All these things that you're looking forward to technically don't exist.
No, you change it for the better.
Yeah. In your mind, you're changing it for the better, but you don't know. You don't know what you'd be changing.
You know what else I do? So Sergey's never born or whatever happens to him. It doesn't matter because now I've invested my money into Walmart, into Microsoft, and all this stuff. So I have a ton of money. Then I go find a really smart kid. Maybe like, for instance, Facebook Face.
Yeah,
and,
right?
Zuckerberg. And I tell him the basis of Facebook or Google. I say, listen. Here's what we have. We have a search engine that tells you about all the other websites.
Yeah.
So you can type in anything, and then all the other websites come up, and this and that. He'd be like, oh, I could totally code that.
No, I would go to the Winklevoss brothers and go, hey, this kid's going to steal your idea.
Right,
I don't think he's working on something. I don't think he's bringing it to you. You might want to check up on it. By the way, cut me in.
I'm 6'4", 220 pounds, and there's two of me.
Yeah.
That's the greatest line in that whole movie. That's so good.
I'd be like, listen, I'll go get your stuff back, but I'm going to need 10% of the company.
Yeah.
I'll deliver on that.
I enjoy time travel talk.
Oh, my God. It would be so much fun, wouldn't it?
It would be fun. But, like, you know, I just can't stop thinking that I would change all the stuff and all the things that I'm looking forward to. I wouldn't even get to live out because I've, you know, changed it from going back.
If you showed up in your room and there you were with a Playboy.
Oh, my God.
Looking at a Playboy magazine in the middle of doing something, would you go over and help yourself out?
I couldn't stop thinking about it since we started talking about it.
Weirdo.
I know. you know, I don't think I could.
But you're already doing it.
I know, and like I want to say
that familiar feeling in your hand.
Yeah.
You'll already know because you're doing it at that time.
Yeah, like for the story, if I could travel back to this time and I could be like, guys, I did it. I think it would be great. But if I was in that situation. Looking at 10-year-old me.
Well, yeah, maybe not 10-year-old you.
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe you're equal to whatever age you go to.
Like just the year before.
Like 14-year-old you that meets 14-year-old you. or 17-year-old you. I don't know, whatever you're into.
Stop thinking about it. You're doing it. Stop pretending like it's a big deal.
I don't think I would do it.
What about this theory? What about all the suicides, like all the different, you know, famous people that are dying or suicides or whatever, are actually they had to go and kill themselves in the future because they went to the past?
Oh, Looper. I like it.
Like Prince.
Yeah.
David Bowie.
Prince and Robin Williams and Chris Cornell, they didn't really...
Oh, went too far.
Yeah, but they went back, and then they had to come and kill themselves.
Chester Bennington.
In the future.
Oh, man. That's a weird...
Because there can only be one of them.
Right, right, yeah.
Like, you can do this, it's totally fine, but there's already existing one of you, so you have to kill that one.
So that's Chris Cornell and Chester Bennington and Robin Williams. They changed their lives, so they had to go kill the other one.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's a weird theory.
Get rid of that timeline, yeah.
Isn't that weird?